So let's start with this. One of the Ask-Lees earlier today was...
We have like eight topics for you.
Right, I heard like the Olympics one.
We're going to get to the Sex Olympics that are getting ready to go.
DeMarco, don't look like that.
Don't make that look.
Hold on. We're having a professional conversation about Sex Olympics. Do not give that
facial. Where's the belt buckle? Hold on. Okay, here we go.
We were all at the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley on Saturday morning. Unfortunately, the weather didn't cooperate. We didn't get to play. Got to hang out.
Yeah.
Got to do Beto's tailgate for a while. It was that was a success.
Beto had it going on.
Beto knows how to tailgate. Yeah. One of the Ask-Lees
He's
was
still out there.
Of all the 7'10 personalities.
He's still there. 100% at the pickleball center.
Who was the most pleased that the plug was pulled without actually having to play pickleball?
Who was it?
Well, who do you think it was? Who is your answer?
My answer is me.
Okay.
I was very relieved. Did somebody say me?
Alan did.
I was very, very relieved.
Of course you are.
I wanted you and big and everybody there. That's, but, you know, I wasn't like, I'm glad I didn't have to do the pickleball
part. Did you guys hear the hint he dropped to Morales? Like Morales is about to call it before Morales called it? You didn't hear that? Yeah, he did.
I did.
He put that out there.
When you woke up in Venice on Saturday morning,
looked
out your window,
yep.
Was it raining?
Yes.
And your first thought was?
We're done for the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we're done for the day.
At those like hour by hour forecasts. And Morales kept saying, no, it's going to clear by 9. No, it's going to clear by 9:30.
I don't know what Morales was looking at.
He said he wasn't telling the truth. He said, we have radar that says it's going to be over at 11. It's like, where the hell is Morales getting radar?
Bad
he turned
radar.
Into Dallas Rains all of a sudden.
Who do you
we
think was?
We have radar.
We have radar.
That was his response.
Yes. DeMarco's in for Ireland today.
Yeah.
Who do you think was most pleased?
It was clearly Mason.
Have to play pickleball.
Yeah. You guys know it's Steve. He basically told everyone he was happy.
Trav makes a very strong case for another individual.
Okay, who is it?
Me.
Oh, yeah?
You? Really?
I would have played. I would have played enthusiastically, but we were talking about this. One of my favorite things in the world is having something unexpectedly canceled. It's like, oh. We're freed up for the rest of the day.
You're a baseball guy.
That's what it is.
When I was traveling in the minor leagues, everybody was always excited when there was a rainout.
Maybe that's what it goes back to. I was excited to play pickleball. I was excited to hang out. But if you just told me, like if we had dinner plans, hey, listen, I can't make it. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys do during rainouts?
The game might get resumed or we're just done.
Might get resumed.
Play cards.
Yeah. Kind of stay serious, but not.
Play cards, kind of relax, kind of keep your mind occupied as well.
Gambling.
But the second it's off, you go to the bar.
You know, here's who I feel bad for. You're asking who's the most relieved that it didn't happen. I feel bad for everybody here who did go out and practice a whole bunch.
Trudeau.
And then it got
DeMarco
Trudeau, DeMarco.
It's a bad
Shedano.
I was on the opposite end. That was a bad investment.
Ben practiced a lot.
You put in some time, didn't you?
I was on the opposite end of this question.
Yeah.
I really wanted to play.
Yeah.
But that kind of went out of me with the first practice game because we got smoked.
Oh, you got a practice game?
We got a practice game.
In the rain?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
I was sopping wet when I got
it
home.
I was soaked to the skin.
We could have played. It was a liability issue.
Puddles everywhere.
We could have played through it. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, Morales is like got a squeegee out there. It's like... Whoa.
But if somebody got hurt, we're all in trouble.
You
could have played through that.
The radar says 11:30. Let me get the squeegee out.
Every time I heard there's a window, the rain would intensify.
That was the other term.
Every time I heard that, I looked just to my left. I'm like, it is pouring rain. What
just
window are we talking about?
Black clouds where the weather's coming in from.
Well, we've got a window.
Wow.
Yeah, windows broken and chipped glass.
By the way, everybody here who worked really hard on it, I feel bad.
Of course.
All the social media team and the promotions team and everybody.
If there's a silver lining to a very gray day, it's that the people that were there had fun. I had fun.
The people who hung out till the end are like the P1s of all P1s.
They are
into it, man. I actually got a very nice, I got some birthday gifts.
You did.
From listeners.
I saw the big birthday card.
I got a big birthday card.
We sang for you.
Sang for me.
Yeah.
One listener, his name was Chet, much to the chagrin of Pepe Mantilla, who will not say that name. He gave me a a bunch of flour, which was nice.
Oh, okay.
Abdul, who's Radio Michael fan on
I met Abdul.
Social. He's a great guy. Got me a chain so I can be two chains.
Nice.
Oh, very
nice.
Chains, mate.
Nice. Yeah. Two chains.
Yeah,
I like
two chains.
It.
Yep. That's the new thing. Yeah,
you don't look a lot like 2 Chainz.
No,
you have 2 Chainz.
Got a very
but you don't
different
look.
I
like
see
2 Chainz.
No, I see it.
Very. You see the?
Yeah, I see it.
Which
yeah,
parts? Where?
The chain part. The chain part.
The chain. Yeah, look the right around
part.
His neck.
Yeah, right.
Don't look
here,
anywhere
that's
else.
It? Okay,
that's the chain part.
Are we ready for sex in the Olympics?
Sex Olympics.
Oh man.
So how many
Olympics
have you covered?
Seven.
Seven on different Olympics.
Yes.
Both winter and summer.
Winter and summer.
Is one hornier than the other?
Summer is by far the horniest.
Okay.
Yeah. Summer is the by far the horniest.
Look at
can
the
I just Markle's can face. I just can I just can I just repeat your guys' exchange right mm-hmm. there? Is one of them hornier than the other?
I thought that was a good question.
Summer is by far the horniest.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct. It
cause,
is.
Just because it's hot.
Great exchange.
The thing is, you put all these like finely tuned athletes together, and by the way, and I heard you say this earlier. Some people have their event like on the first day or the second day.
2.5 weeks.
Then they're just looking for fun,
right.
Man. I mean, they're hanging out till the closing ceremonies. They got 17 days to get busy.
And the people that are actually contending for medals are minuscule.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
Most of the people there nothing. Are there just to
wait,
enjoy
I'm
each
there,
other's
I made
company.
It, I'm going to have fun. Wait, yeah. Who goes first usually in the Olympics? What sports go first? I'm trying to see what's out there.
Normally, swimming goes early.
Yep.
Track and field goes late.
Yep. Mm. Basketball
so
kind of goes the whole
basketball
time.
Basketball goes the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think basketball, they're in a different league. They're like basketball, everyone I've been to, they've been on a separate island. They were on a ship at one point.
Yep. In Brazil,
so
right?
they're not mixing with everybody else. But I'm talking about the pole vaulters and the high jumpers and the sprinters. They're all
done
it.
And free.
Done, free, and
oh,
having
oh,
fun.
Oh, boy. That's
prime
is
your physical life. You're in an exotic location
right. yeah.
with people coming from all four corners
surrounded
of the earth.
Surrounded by beautiful people.
Surrounded by beautiful people that you're probably never going to see
that
again.
That you worship yep. and worship you.
Right.
Oh,
but
yeah.
My understanding, tell me if I'm wrong, Mace.
Yep.
It's mostly athletes with athletes, yes?
Yes, although...
But this is where I get confused because your text has nothing to do with the athletes.
Correct. Broadcasters absolutely take part.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I would assume
yeah.
everybody does.
No, I medaled at the Sex Olympics.
You what?
You podiumed? You were on the podium.
Yeah, I was on the podium. Yeah.
You know what?
Great.
I did not know you were an Olympian.
By the way, Sydney, Australia.
Was that your?
Oh my God! I was
that
in
was
my,
your Jesse Owens
was,
in Berlin.
I had no idea. I was in my physical prime.
Wow.
For
you were an
what
Olympian.
It's worth. And I had a blast.
Congratulations.
The great thing about Australia is they think you have an accent.
Oh, yeah.
So people will say to you, I love your accent. I'm like, it's just
a me.
Regular
wow.
accent. I, normally it goes the
they
other
like
way.
I like it even more.
Yeah.
DeMarco, are you sad you never learned the shot put or something?
did you just read that? I'm like, dang, I was pretty good at the shot.
Well, I'm looking at
I
you.
I should have
like,
hung in there.
DeMarco,
wow.
maybe a discus, down. A shot put, the hammer. Maybe the thing
never
was spin around.
Hammer,
oh,
hammer
yeah,
disc,
that one.
And, that,
yeah.
and that was it. Yeah,
some
crazy.
Of these things I don't even know how they invented. Like, who invented the hammer and made
I
that
don't
a thing?
Know. They put a cannonball on a chain and said,
yeah.
see how far
yeah,
you can
yeah.
throw it.
It's an odd javelin. That's another one.
What do you think winter would be the horniest time? It's cold outside.
It is cold.
It's a good
right?
question. Let's
you know, it, you're inside.
Let's put up a poll.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Which Olympics is
which
hornier?
Olympics should be hornier?
Yeah. Or is that yeah. just me? Yeah.
I, okay. Although, I will tell
the
you.
The cold weather gets
cold
you
weather.
Going?
Yeah, I don't know.
I will tell you, Salt Lake, also a lot of fun.
Oh,
Salt Lake.
So that was 2000 and 2002. I was single, and I was in my prime.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Now I went home. I went to birthday on Saturday night dinner for my birthday, and they brought out a little cake, and it had the numbers 5-9 on them. And the waiter thought it'd be really funny if he made it 95. So I ended up with a little birthday cake that said I was 95 instead of 59. Like, yeah. Wise ass.
You just
it's gonna affect your tip.
Yeah, I was gonna say you do know who's paying for this
yeah,
meal, don't
exactly.
you? There,
joke, huh, Roger.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, 95 my ass.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little stuck on DeMarco wanting to know why the
know,
winter games aren't
face,
more
yeah.
horny.
I'm just,
yeah,
just saying. You know,
no, I'm trying to think through because
you're
it's big dude
you're
weather.
Bundled up.
There's
that's
a lot
when
of,
I became popular. No,
but there's a lot of yeah. skin in the Summer Olympics.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
There's
see,
a lot of skin.
I'm more popular when it's cold outside. At
you,
least that's
dude,
how
like
college went. Oh, my God. College.
Up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm just the heater, I guess, you know?
Right,
yeah, so but summertime, that's the tall, skinny athlete.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We'll keep you posted on the poll.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
We'll figure out.
Which Olympics is horniest?
Slee, I wrote down a third thing for Mace, and I can't read my own writing. Do you remember what it was? I had Olympic sex, pickleball, and something that starts with CL, and I can't read anything.
Clouds?
Clouds?
No, not Clinton Yates, not Clouds. Looks like Clemens.
Clowns.
No, it looks like Clemens, but we weren't talking about Roger Clemens today. No.
Betting, money,
on Roger Clemens.
I had a run-in with Roger Clemens.
Who hasn't?
Yeah. Did you have a run?
I have.
So really?
I mean, I've told the story, but I'll tell it again because Ireland's not here, so somebody's got to repeat stories. What?
Brian got it.
Oh, what
Clearman's
was it?
Coming up on Thursday.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah. What's?
Tell us your Roger Clemens story first.
Why the look on your face? You're a legend out there.
Yeah, they're still talking about it. So I was doing the All-Star game for Westwood One. I guess it was CBS Radio at that point. And the play-by-play guy was Vin Scully. And he was working with Jeff Torborg. And I was the guy that did the interviews downstairs after guys came out of the game.
Okay.
So I was going along and I had to interview, you know, whoever, Randy Johnson or whoever came through. And everybody was very cool because it's an All-Star game and nobody really cares. So Roger Clemens comes in. And Rog threw a clean inning. Rog.
What's up, Rocket?
Rog threw a clean inning. And I said to him afterward, we had a little chat, and then after at the end of it, this was the year he was like 15-5 or what at the All-Star break. He was pitching in Toronto.
Okay.
Okay. And I said, so Roger, you're going to make your first trip back to Fenway Park for your first start in the second half. How do you feel about that? He said, why would you bring up that? Why would you bring that question up? Why would you ask that?
This is live.
Live. And you could hear it, the door slam. And I said, I had to throw it back to Vin Scully. I said, well, Vin, I guess Roger didn't like the question. He said, well, Steve, I thought it was a magnificent question, and it had to be asked. I was like, oh, I got the seal of approval from Vin, but
Ben Torborg's like, why are you bringing that stuff
in here?
By the
way, everybody always thinks Vin Scully was a solo act. Vin Scully was a solo act, but he could work seamlessly with anybody.
We did the game of the week with Joe Garagiola for a million years.
Oh yeah.
If Clemens is mad at you but Vin isn't, you win.
You're good.
You win.
Did he say it in a really loud voice? Why did you bring that up, Brian? Because Roger Clemens does that thing that when he doesn't like it, he just talks louder.
Yeah, he was such a red ass.
You get paid for that these days.
And as for Clearman's Galley, there should be a plaque.
There should be something.
There should be a plaque. Can we get that worked out? The one guy, now what happened was Chris Morales, who's a very bad influence on everyone.
Goes without saying.
Chris is the radar guy for Saturday.
Yeah, he told us the window where it was not going to be raining.
Yeah.
So he said, why don't you drink a martini? I was before the show. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll drink a martini. Make it dirty, olive, up. And then he said, you know, why don't you have one more? I'm like, okay. I'll have one more.
Had you never had martinis?
Oh,
at this
point? I love martinis.
But then why are you doubling down on a martini at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
About tripling down. I actually went to the third martini. And this was not.
Is pre show?
During
the show.
definitely show. Pre. Definitely
one pre and then during. Okay.
Two pre.
And so I remember at one point, Bergman was there for this, where Ireland is talking to me and we're doing the show like normal. And I'm so incoherent that John turns to Greg and asks him a question. And I said to Ireland, hey, wait a minute. This is my show too.
Oh, no.
That's when we knew we were in trouble.
That's when you need like the old VOD, the big hook.
Yeah.
The best part is the time. It was probably like 1:15. Like they had probably been to the show for like 3 minutes.
We were having that trial that day.
That's right, the trial of the century.
What was the trial of the century? It was about
John lying.
John lying.
I don't think he lied. I think you lied. I think ultimately we found out.
Was Michael?
Well, no, maybe it was Michael.
What was the facts of that case?
It was that Sliwa said something to Michael in confidence. Michael told John, and then John
told everybody.
Yeah,
you know what
that happens.
You know what the takeaway is? Never trust anybody.
By the way, no, you can trust a lot of
never
trust John because John is like the town crier. He will immediately take a small bell.
Ding, ding.
He will ring it and he will make the announcement to everyone.
Wow.
Aaron Donald's coming back, right?
No.
Yeah, come on,
give me some good news.
No.
No?
No?
No? No.
Ever?
Wow, got to get used to life without
no
AD.
Hesitation
I'm still
there.
Not over it.
No
I'm
hesitation.
That's the one thing that bummed me out heading to the pickleball tournament. two big billboards saying bye to Aaron.
I know. They can take him down.
No, you should keep them up. No, but it just reminds me of
what was. I want to give the man his flowers because he deserves them to be sure. But I'm hoping season starts, he gets that little itch, knows he's still really good.
I heard he's been hanging around SC.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Hendo's there, his coach, Eric Henderson.
Right. Eric Henderson, sure.
Look, football's in his blood. He's going to be itching to do something. It would be smart to keep him right there.
You know what I would do with Aaron Donald? If I was Aaron Donald, I'd get an agent, and I'd become an action star.
He should be a wrestler.
I think he'd be a wrestler would be good. An action star would be good. It used to be NFL guys would become action stars. Jim Brown, Fred Williamson did that. Yeah.
Merlin Olsen.
Yeah. Bubba Smith.
Fred Dreyer. I think Aaron Donald is made for that.
What does Aaron Donald weigh a year from now? Exactly what he weighs now?
Probably.
Then he's coming back.
Yeah.
That's what I keep telling myself. Like, if he ballooned up, I'm like, okay, he's done.
Or if he stays super fit, like 30 pounds.
Yeah, how about Rams come out of the box 9-2. They're going to make a run. Can't they do like an Eric Weddle thing and say, come on back for the run?
I thought we'd see Witt come back. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I choose not to believe that. Super Crosstalk's brought to you by In-N-Out Burger.
Keep hope alive. In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger
is all about.
Oh, there's
the Hunter theme playing right there.
Works for him.
Yeah.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you hear that music, you know it's going to be a live open, even though it's Monday.
Yes.
Have no fear. We're going to, frankly, the meetings have gone long, so I didn't have time to record
meetings
it
today,
now.
Yeah.
So, at any time, DeMarco Farr is here sitting in for Johnny I.
Yeah.
I just want to reach out and touch him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is the Rams Super Bowl champion.
Yes, he
Although
is.
Although you didn't touch me back, but that's okay. We are going to talk about Saturday.
You left him hanging.
How we got rained out.
He wanted to touch.
But yet we still had fun in the rain.
It was fun. Like, it was fun. It was disappointing that it rained. I mean, that was a bummer.
As somebody once said, I hear laughter in the rain.
Yeah. But I loved, we were talking about your weather forecast throughout the morning.
Yeah.
There's going to be a window from 10 to 10:30, and then the window moved to...
We had the 7:10 Doppler out.
And we checked the radar, and it looks like 11 o'clock. We're all clear.
And then it did clear up 15 minutes later.
Then you ran a squeegee. You know what? It did clear up right after it was canceled.
Do you know why I did the squeegee bit?
No.
Because people like John, shocking, and we're just going to leave. I'm like, no. We're going to play. The only reason we said that to everybody was so we could get everybody together to sing happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Did you like that?
I love that. No, honestly, I hate to use that hashtag blessed thing, but I felt it when everybody was singing hashtag blessed.
Well, good. Happy
Monday. It was nice.
Hashtag blessed that there's another day of Mason and Ireland. The biggest show on the radio for your Monday afternoon, Mason and Ireland, right now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mace.
So it was a great birthday weekend.
Was it?
I had a really nice time.
Now, David Singer posted a photo.
Yes, he did.
Dave Singer?
Yeah, Dave Singer went to dinner with us on Saturday night.
So there was a dinner.
Thanks for the invite.
Wow. So we didn't get nobody from the radio station, as far as I know. Got invited.
It wasn't a big party.
I've been invited in years past. So has Corporate Greg.
You both have been to my parties.
I didn't even know there was one.
Wow.
This is kind of upsetting.
It was a very small dinner.
But David Singer was there.
And I figured there was no chance you guys coming from Sopping Wet Pickleball were going to go to dinner in the marina on
Why
Saturday.
Why did you ask?
Because I wanted to keep it small.
Was Sue Kowinski at the dinner?
No, Sue was not.
Sue Kowinski invited?
No, she was not.
Was it just you, Juan, Dave, and his wife?
And my mom and not stepdad Leo and my brother and his boyfriend.
Okay, so there's eight.
Yeah.
What about Coach Dave Miller? Was he at the dinner?
Coach Dave Miller was not at the dinner.
How about Steve Hartman?
Why do you bring up Steve?
Did you invite Cappy?
I did not invite Cappy.
Or Rachel.
No, I did not. I didn't invite anybody. Look,
That's a little disappointing.
We did make a big determination.
Wow.
That my 60th birthday, which is next year.
Right.
Is going to be a gigantic blowout party at my house.
Okay.
Everybody. Everybody for my 60th.
Can we, can Corporate Greg and I scan the guest list? Because knowing you, you're going to invite just a few people that might stab us.
There's going to be a few people, more than a few.
Who may stab you?
I could go through the list.
I mean, I invite people from like former regimes.
Yeah. Good people.
Like our long lost engineer, Tim Ahern.
Well, I'm fine with Tim.
Who we keep waiting to walk in here and fix stuff, like Brian's microphone.
Well, I think that got fixed. It's possible it got fixed.
Smack
that
mic.
No, don't smack it now.
Oh, I sound beautiful.
It's working. Working. Very nice. I thought it was great. I was disappointed for everybody here worked so hard on these events, and we had so many cool sponsors, partners that were out there. You know, like Culture Pop Soda was out there, which I totally dig. It's got the probiotic. Hoffies was there. Who else was there?
Our friends from Subaru. Pizza Hut. Islands Restaurants, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Children's Dental Fun Zone.
Yeah. All those folks were, I was bummed for them, but they... You know, everybody made it around and saw all that stuff, and it was great. And we move on to our next big signature event, which is the Mandy's.
Yes, but before then, we're going to have MLB Opening Day on Thursday live from Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel. Thanks to our friends at Corona, or Corona Extra. By the way, that'll start Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mason and Ireland, although it'll be Mason and whom?
DeMarco.
Me. Oh, yeah. You?
Absolutely. Me and DeMarco on Thursday, yeah.
I'm doing Game of Games that day, right?
Now, this year, we encourage, Corporate Greg and I encourage that you have martinis before
absolutely
the show.
Like,
I want four
not
this time.
There's not going to be any. You will not just be one reprimanded like last time.
How about just one?
We will celebrate it.
Then I drink four martinis?
No.
We'll celebrate it.
Yeah.
We don't have an issue.
On. Greatest show ever.
There will be a celebration.
Greatest show
You will not
ever.
Be reprimanded like years past. You will be celebrated and encouraged.
What is it? Just Mason gets drunk on opening day? Is
that would
like
be
the,
fun.
The
I think it's a great bit. Come it on. Really is.
That would be awesome
on opening day. Please do that.
Oh, look, everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, please do that.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you drunk.
You will on Thursday.
I'm dying to see this.
I'm a sloppy drunk.
And you didn't know that Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel made a stiff martini. We didn't know until that day.
You challenged me to that third one.
I
was fine at two, and then Morales
is
like,
really blaming
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, show me something. Yeah.
I had never
Drink
had a dirty
a
martini before in my life, and Mace goes, hey.
How hard did you have to prod him?
Not that
not
hard.
Not that
he
hard.
He prodded me.
He prodded you.
Yeah,
the plot thickens.
Yeah, I got reprimanded badly on that.
You
one.
Don't need. You will not be reprimanded for
get
this.
Get out of here.
No,
Bergman. Will I be reprimanded?
Not
you
in
can
the
get
slightest.
Sam Pines on the phone, and he'll tell you you won't be reprimanded.
We'll put him on the air right now.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be fine. Get four or five. Do what you got to
well,
do.
I need an,
just don't pass out and don't curse.
I need an Uber. I won't curse.
Don't pass out.
This is a hall pass. Take it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what you do.
Thursday it is.
Yes.
We'll put a trash can next to you.
No, it's I can handle three martinis. I can handle three martinis.
Clearly.
You can handle three martinis.
Well, no, you can't.
Come have a two-finger lunch with Mace.
I just remember saying to Ireland and Bergman, wait a minute. This is my show.
Technically, you know who was making a big deal out of it. You know who. Behind the scenes. You know who.
Behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes. Who is ramping up people.
Ireland?
Uh-huh.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be there on Thursday.
Yeah, and DeMarco, he'll carry home if you have to. He's a big guy.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be on his way to
Why
Indiana.
Is John ramping this up?
Like, because that's John.
To get
no,
him
got,
hammered or to
no,
keep
he got,
him sober?
No, he got pissed off that I did get hammered.
Yeah.
Oh, he got mad
This is why we shouldn't
mad.
Do remotes.
Yeah, this is why.
Because Mason gets hammered.
Mason gets drunk.
Just like he started on Saturday at 9:45. I mean, I think we should just go somewhere else. Uh-huh.
Well,
wow.
He and Lisa were ready to go.
So were 100 other players.
Yeah, they were ready to go.
I didn't bring the rain. It wasn't my fault.
We went for pho.
I know. You guys were nice. Falling all over.
Yeah, we went to pho, which was good.
Was that your first time
Hot
with
soup?
Pho?
No, I love the pho.
There was only one person that really did not want to be there, I felt like. Ireland wanted to be there, wanted to play. He was practicing a lot.
Right.
Yeah, there's only one person.
Who?
The big CY. He did not want to be at that event whatsoever.
But then later on, we actually brokered peace at Islands.
Oh, good.
Yeah, why was he so snotty?
I don't know. He was just did
CY
not
came
want to be.
Oh, you agree he was snotty?
A little bit. I mean, really? I thought something had happened. He walked up and he wasn't in the greatest
mood. I don't
think
he likes Greg.
Is that what it is?
We fought a lot on the Blue Review last year.
Here's the thing. I
that's
thought
what it was.
You
okay.
guys worked really hard to get ready for this, and then you couldn't play. You played a lot.
I did.
CY played a lot. You guys
I don't
played
know if
together
CY
a lot.
Played a lot.
Didn't you play together?
No.
No.
Not once. And he came in and he's like, I'm
so
not going to try
when
hard.
Did this grudge against CY start?
I love CY.
I don't think the love is mutual.
That must have happened right before I saw him. because I think I got the aftermath. Like, what did I do? Like, why are you upset? Yeah, I just hello.
Yeah.
We were wasting his time.
Is that what he said?
Wow.
This is going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to apologize to him today. I thought I did something. Oh,
what
wasn't me.
What was the peace brokerage? I didn't hear about it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. He wanted to talk about content.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm not
chiming in.
I actually said to him, now I was a couple cocktails deep at this point, I said, hey, I know you're doing the daily. I know you guys are talking a lot about the Shohei stuff. There could be a play here. Like, if you guys are doing deep journalism on it and this continues to break out, we might want to play some of the daily on the air and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And he said, in partnership, though, could we put the daily on the ESPN LA app? I said, sure, why not? It's our product. It's a GKV product now that we have the podcast as well.
Sure.
So
now there's going to be a button or a tile that you can press and hear
now
the daily?
Well, but now that I hear about this corporate grade, I didn't realize it was as deep with corporate grade.
It got very grudgy very fast.
It's not that deep.
So now
you wouldn't stop.
He was complaining at one point, and he's like, and I was like, hey, why stop complaining? He goes, oh, just stop it. I said,
and then,
no,
by the way,
stop.
Our friend at the Pickleball Review, what was that gentleman's name?
Nice guy.
Great guy. I was practicing with him for a little bit.
Randall.
Yeah.
He just dropped the video, which we didn't even know this video existed, of Lindsay and Clinton last year, full-blown fight, because Clinton dropped Lindsay. And that is all over social right now.
Is it really?
And it's actually, it's like weird camera angles that were, it's almost like secret camera. It was well shot.
And Clinton were in a full-blown fight.
This was at Pickleball 1 because Lindsay was running late or something. So Clinton chose a ringer.
Picked up a partner.
And producer Lindsay didn't like that. So there is video now. The Pickleball Review guy has unearthed a video from last year.
See, Lindsay and me were prepared to lose.
Yeah, nobody saw that being really...
No, that was not for debate. We were going to lose in the first round, and then we're going to lose in the first round.
But then you posted video with him and a photo on social from Pho.
That's right. Did you see the picture of Momo from Pho?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Momo was there. Clinton was in Pho.
Oh, he was in Pho?
He went to the Pho.
Well, I think he started the Pho.
It was his idea.
The Pho was his idea.
He decided, let's go to Pho. And so we're like, okay, let's go to Pho, some hot soup on a rainy day. That was a very good idea.
Yeah.
So, and then apparently this fight broke out between Clinton Yates and Greg Bergman.
And what do we got,
an
hour, 15 minutes until Shohei speaks?
Yes, we do. And we're going to talk to Fabian Ardaya coming up from the Athletic, right?
Yes, from the Athletic.
And see,
at 1:45.
And pick his brain a little bit and see what we might expect. I have a feeling, well, I'll tell you what I expect to hear.
Okay,
coming up next. In the meantime, hey, if you are riding in the back seat and you're injured in an Uber or a Lyft accident, it is completely different than a normal car wreck. Your driver is covered by Uber or Lyft, so not only are you dealing with the other person's insurance, you got to talk with the rideshare company's insurance as well. You don't wait to deal with this on your own. You need an expert, and my friend Jacob is the expert when it comes to handling Uber and Lyft cases. Years ago, he took on these cases before any other attorneys. He understands all the nuances involved in this kind of accident. So if you're injured in any kind of rideshare accident, only one name to remember. It is Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
And make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram and Facebook for prizes, insight, and more. Tomorrow, final day to submit a chance to win tickets for the upcoming LAFC match against the Galaxy. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so the big story of the day is going to be what's taking place at Dodger Stadium right now. Mason and Ireland show. DeMarco is in for John today, who's on his way to Milwaukee for the Lakers tomorrow. Lakers have won 5 out of 7. They're still scoring from last night.
They're still scoring?
Still scoring.
It's 235-230 right now.
They did hold. By the way, I had the under uncut. The under in that game. It was gone by the end of the third quarter. Terrible bet.
Wow.
They almost beat it by themselves.
Yes, they did.
Unreal.
Alone. So, today Shohei Ohtani is expected to make a statement at Dodger Stadium. I'm seeing pictures now from Dodger Stadium. It's trending on Twitter. And the lines to get in to this statement, which he's going to make at 2:45, Shohei, tremendous lines. People are tweeting, just another day at Dodger Stadium. Huge lines. It is going to be packed. I've been getting calls from like all over the place. CNN called me. Hey, can you talk about Shohei?
Yeah.
News Nation called me. Channel 11. Everybody wants to know about this story. This story now transcends sports. It becomes about something much more than sports. The most famous athlete in the world, arguably, is involved in a gambling scandal.
That's why I asked you, like, what do you want to hear from Ohtani today? Like, what do you need to hear? Do you think he did it? Do you think he didn't do it? Do you think he's going to be suspended? I mean, what do you want to hear from this guy today?
I want to hear Ipe embezzled money. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that Ipe, the translator, Mizuhara, right?
Yep.
Mizuhara, had access to Shohei's banking accounts and wired money to cover his own debts without Shohei knowing. And now Shohei is pressing charges against Ipe for stealing that money.
Basically, I got robbed.
I got robbed.
This guy robbed me.
That is exactly what's going to happen, because that was what the statement said, that when the PR firm put out a statement on Thursday, that's exactly what he's going to read now. It's going to be the same as pretty much.
So you think he's going to say nothing additional?
No, I don't think he's going to add anything. He's going to say that this was my former interpreter stole money from me up to, as far as I know, $4.5 million for right now. It was a massive theft. He stole from me, and I can't talk any further on it. According to my lawyers.
Right, and there's investigations going on, right. Ongoing investigations.
I
can't speak
I can say nothing
who
else.
Who is investigating? Baseball or?
Baseball and the feds.
I mean, baseball doesn't want to find this guy guilty, right?
Baseball will do any, this is the thing.
Yeah.
Rob Manfred will do anything he can to protect Shohei.
To make this go away.
He's the
right.
Golden goose, right?
Right?
This is the guy that's got all the eyeballs, stardom worldwide. I think baseball will find a way to protect him here. By the way, am I the only one that actually believes the story?
I believe it.
That Ipe Mizuhara embezzled money from Shohei?
I think there's two options. It's either Ipe stole money for him or Ohtani was betting and had Ipe do it for him. Those are my only two options. It's black and white to me. And my gut, and I don't want it to be true, is that it was the other way around, because none of the story makes sense.
Wait, which way around?
Shohei was working with Ipe in some form or fashion. I hate that, and I don't want it to be true, but that's what my gut says.
Yeah.
There's too many inconsistencies in the story all the way through to be able to say, like, no, yeah, no, no, he's completely innocent. When there's smoke, there's fire.
Does it not mean that, I mean, he's pressing charges against Ipe for stealing the money. If that didn't happen, wouldn't he run the risk of making a false accusation?
Well, so originally he wasn't, until Ipe actually talked about it. And Ipe was saying, yeah, me and Shohei sat down at a computer together and did this together. And then it all of a sudden got turned around. And within the span of 2 hours, the story changed three times.
Well, it sounds like the guy that was doing the stealing, doing the robbing, is lying.
Well, and he is a liar. I mean, he did not go to UC Riverside, apparently.
Right. He said he went to UC Riverside. UC Riverside has no record of him being
there. Yeah, so why
he's like an invented person.
The Red Sox thing, too. There was, like, on his bio that, like, worked with the Red Sox, but they've come out and said no.
No, he never worked with them.
That's crazy.
That's
crazy. Why wouldn't you believe Shohei?
It's not that I don't believe him. It's just that
it sounds like it.
Well, no, because I'm going to take this from Travis. He used it as, he said it's Occam's razor, whatever it's supposed to.
Yeah, Occam's razor is the most obvious answer is the right one.
And the most obvious answer is that they were working together in some form or fashion.
See, I don't think that's the most obvious
answer. Isn't
that
all-encompassing?
Because
it
just doesn't make sense. Why do you not have you have this much money, this many endorsements, a bunch of money, everything that you do, you don't have a financial advisor that's like, hey, $500,000 just went out of your account.
Okay, wait, I have a question.
Yeah, DeMarco, before the show, you were talking about guys that got robbed.
Oh, Baker Mayfield got robbed by his own family. This happens. I had my best friend robbed me. He took my checkbook and wrote some checks and didn't tell me. And
really?
Told me later. Yeah, it made me mad, but like, dude, all you had to do was ask.
Right.
But he was embarrassed. So I understand how this happens. But I was going to ask Greg, how much do you think about money every day?
I think about it all the time.
Okay.
Every day. I don't have much of it.
I bet Shohei doesn't.
Yeah. I agree. You're saying because he has so much, he would notice.
No,
I say because he has so much, he wouldn't notice.
It's
correct.
Not that
I'm with Mason.
I'm with you both on this. He will not notice. But somebody within his camp would notice, a financial advisor, somebody that looks over his money.
You don't
money.
Think that's what happened?
No.
You don't think somebody called?
This has been happening over, 4 or 5 years? This is 2 years or whatever it happens to
be. Yeah,
I
don't know the length.
It's $4.5 million over a span of 2 years. So it wasn't 4.5 at one specific time. It went over, and there was multiple $500,000 transfers that happened.
Yeah.
To get a $500,000 transfer, something something has to be seen. There's no way that Shohei or Shohei's people don't say, hey, why is $500,000 missing?
Well, yeah, we're going to find. I mean, he's going to make a statement. We're going to talk to Fabian Ardaya.
Sounds like this guy's a good liar.
Which one? Yeah. I want to believe Shohei, by the way. Yeah. I want to.
I do, too. I do believe Shohei.
I do, too.
We'll see what he says today.
We got just over an hour.
Okay, we'll talk to Fabian Ardaya from The Athletic next and get you latest on that. 2 o'clock call of the day is coming up. DeMarco is filling in for John. I got a whole bunch of weird stuff to throw at you. Make sure you're ready for that, DeMarco. And in the meantime, let me tell you about Hyundai, Southern California Hyundai dealers. So first thing I did when I partnered with the Southern California Hyundai dealers is I started driving a Hyundai. I ended up in an Elantra hybrid that I absolutely love. Gets 50 miles a gallon. Blown away by the savings, especially with gas over $5. And you know what's really cool is the Hyundai Ioniq 6. They let me try this out for a week. Spectacular. It's an EV with a long driving range and cutting-edge technology. It looks like a crazy cool sports car. And don't forget the sharp design of the Sonata and the Santa Fe. If you want to go with an SUV this spring, you can get in and get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. As always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. So hurry in today because these great deals will not last. Add more joy to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on now. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. None at all, huh?
Hey.
What's going on? Well, Dodger Stadium is packed with reporters right now, getting ready for Shohei Ohtani to make a statement about what went down with his translator and $4.5 million that was wired to an illegal gambling operation. And one of the reporters that is over there right now from The Athletic, Fabian Ardaya, joins us. Fabian, thanks a lot for coming on, man. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm good. Just with my closest 200 friends.
Yeah, so
200 friends?
Describe the scene out there right now.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people here, a lot of attention here, a lot of Japanese reporters in town, a lot of American reporters in town. Obviously, it's a well-anticipated statement for sure.
So, let's go back to the very beginning of this. How did you first find out that this story was breaking, and what was your initial impression of it?
Well, first, I was trying to wake up. My editor called me. It was like 6:30 in the morning in Seoul, towards let me know that the news story was coming out on from the LA Times and from ESPN. So basically my whole morning was spent just trying to get caught up on what happened, what was going on, and trying to figure out what we know. And what we know is still basically what we know now, which is not much.
So why did the story change? In other words, at the beginning of this thing, Ipe, this is my understanding, apologized to the team and said he had a bad gambling problem and he lost a lot of money. He was in a hole. Then he did an interview, like a 90-minute sit-down with ESPN, where he said Shohei was in on helping him cover the debts. And then the whole story changed and Shohei accused Ipe of stealing the money. When you hear that timeline, what does it suggest?
It suggests like I think they still have to provide some clarity on what actually happened. I think the crux of what they said changed the story was Shohei's understanding of what happened. So obviously we'll be able to hear from Shohei today. Hopefully during his statement, he's able to bring some clarity as to what he knew and when. Because obviously that's a pretty big difference between, oh, I am giving the money to help a friend and, oh, the friend stole from me. So I think that's the biggest thing that we have to clarify here, along with obviously making sure that he didn't place any bets, making sure that no bets, whether from Ipe, Mizuhara, or from Shohei, were placed on baseball. I think those are the biggest things that have to be answered today.
I hope that's all a no. And I'm trying to understand the gravity. I know if you find out he did, he is ruined. But how does this affect baseball? What did you say, Mason, the biggest global superstar?
Yeah, biggest global superstar in sports right now.
And sports. And it turns out to be gambling. How damaging is that to the sport of baseball?
Yeah, I think obviously there are important distinctions there. Like if Shohei Ohtani did place bets but not on baseball, I feel like that's a different line than if Ipe Mizuhara or Shohei Ohtani placed bets on baseball. I think that's the biggest thing. And then from there, obviously, what was done and where and how. Obviously, placing books through an illegal bookmaker, bets through an illegal bookmaker is illegal, violates the MLB rule, whether it's for Ethan Lucenhar or for Shohei Ohtani. But obviously, players are allowed to bet on other sports through legal channels.
Yeah, through legal channels, right, exactly. So as you look at, what do you expect his statement to be today? Or is it just, it could be anything?
I think it could be anything. I think the expectation is, just considering the fact that he's under investigation, the IRS is looking into the situation for Matthew Poyer and Ethan Lucenhar, the DOJ is looking into it, and obviously now MLB is starting its investigation. I don't expect him to say too much, or at least be very guarded with what he can say legally. But, yeah, it's important that he's at least addressing this in some form or fashion, because he hasn't done that since this all came out.
If you know what I hope he says?
Oh, go ahead.
I should have stayed an Angel. That's what I hope he says. Yeah. I shouldn't have come.
Yeah, it is
weird. I shouldn't
have
become a Dodger.
He becomes a Dodger, takes one foot into the spotlight, and now it's all on fire. It really, I mean, he was really left alone when he was in Anaheim, right?
I mean, yeah, although it's important to note that the wire transfers did happen in September and October last year when he was an Angel. I think this was going to come out regardless. It was going to come out regardless just because of the connection to Matthew Poyer, and obviously reporters and DOJ had some idea that these transfers have been made for a little while here. So I think that's the big thing that it probably would happen regardless, but obviously – it's not ideal for the Dodgers to have your $700 million man, literally the day after he makes his debut with the team, have this come out.
If, in fact, Ipe stole this money, which is the contention, I think, from the Ohtani side, why hasn't Mizuhara been arrested for embezzlement?
I think the important thing is, obviously, there has to be a case in place, something for them to be able to file charges before there's any arrest made. He is under investigation from the IRS and DOJ, and Ohtani's party has said they're going to make a claim, but they haven't specified where or where they're going to file a report to. So I think that's stuff that we're still really unclear on. But yeah, I think I'm sure part of it is wanting to make sure that you build a case before you bring the guy in.
My understanding is he's going to make a statement today and not take questions. Is that what your understanding is?
Yes, that's what I was told, yeah.
All right, it will be interesting. Do you think it'll be on camera, or is it just going to be in a scrum?
There is going to be a camera on it. I believe it's going to be on SNLA and on MLB Network.
Okay. We will keep an eye on it. Fabian, thanks a lot for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. There's Fabian Ardaya from The Athletic.
200 people are there for this thing.
Yeah, and you think about it, the number of reporters, because it is Ohtani, has increased exponentially because you've got the Japanese media, you've got the world media, you've got the news media, you've got everybody collecting there.
Yeah.
So it's not just daily beat reporters right now. It is the world wants to know what's going on.
What did I just read? That the Dodgers are going to Japan next year?
Yeah, going to Japan is the word next year.
I don't think Shohei misses one game because of this. The other guy is going to jail. At the end of this, he winds up behind bars. But Shohei will just skate by. He is too important to be wrapped into this. That's why you almost have to believe his story.
That's the most likely scenario of what's going to happen, that Shohei is going to have nothing happen, and then Ipe will go to jail, and he won't miss anything. But if for some reason it comes out that he did give money to this bookmaker, then he will be suspended. He will be fined.
You'll find that out 20 years from now in a 30 for 30. Yeah,
it'll take time.
It'll definitely take some time. So I got a birthday gift from a guy named Adam Martell. At Adam Martell 12 on X, formerly known as Twitter. He wrote that out.
Nice.
We love that
phrase.
What
a jerk. Adam Martell.
Adam Martell. Says, happy birthday, Mace, from a 30-year listener who knows what significance oscillating holds. Now, he sent me a T-shirt that says, go oscillating.
That's cool.
Now, you don't know why.
No.
Okay.
It's just, you have to have that made. That's from love there.
Correct.
Yeah,
here's where he got oscillating and what the importance of it is. Oh, hang on one second. This was the Olympics 2002.
Back to third. Jim Shea of the United States oscillating too much in these turns. Jim Shea of the United States back into second, trailing by only 1/100 of a second through turn number 15. Jim Shea, can he pick up enough speed? Yes, he does. 51.07, Jim Shea of the United States was ragged, but he has won the gold medal in the men's skeleton His father is celebrating.
So oscillating.
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 He's oscillating in the corner.
And I totally made it up. Like, that's the thing. They said, you're going to do bobsled and luge and skeleton. I was like, I don't know. I guess I got to. No, but it's not like you're going to be like the guy or imitate the guy. There was no guy. So yeah. I just made up terms. Like, I counted the turns. I said, that's turn 11. And then I named one the Olympic turn.
You made that up?
We were just having fun.
Yeah,
right.
When he went right across the... And then oscillating was when the sled or luge would go like that, and you lose time.
Move or swing back and forth at a regular speed.
There you go.
Oscillating in the corner. I like that.
And I love that Adam Martell knows the significance of oscillating.
Way to go. That's awesome.
So I was talking to the guys from Culture Pop, you know, Culture Pop Podcast, Pop Soda. I was talking to them on Saturday. And the guy, the very first thing, his name is Chris Salati. First thing the guy said to me was, how are Sophie, Ron, and Veronica? I'm like, wow, this guy is a hardcore listener.
Wow.
Didn't walk up and ask, what about the Lakers? He said, how are your dogs? And knew him by name.
Wow.
Yeah, great guy.
Say hello to him. He's listening now then.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Chris, what's up, go. Man? Have you heard, do you know what Culture Pop Soda is?
That was the white tent, right?
Yeah.
And there was a very tall woman in there. Who was that?
It was an Olympic gold medalist. Her name is Alex... I'm blocked.
Okay. Yeah. Volleyball, I'm assuming? Basketball?
Yeah, she's very tall.
Yeah.
So Culture Pop Soda,
yeah.
You know what this does?
What?
It's got
probiotics. The probiotics. Yes.
In it. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a healthy soda.
Oh, you have another one? Let me have one.
No, you can have this one.
I need that
one. Yeah, I had
Thank
one this
much.
Morning already. Oh, nice. I don't want to drink too many.
Yeah, see? We're of that age now.
Exactly.
We have to worry about that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. All right, so reminder that opening day, we are live. Baseball opening day is this week. Can you believe it?
Shocking.
Here we go.
Yes.
You can join Travis and Sliwa and me along with DeMarco in for Ireland this Thursday for our annual MLB opening day party and live broadcast at Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Special thanks to Corona Extra for making it possible. Corona Extra, the official cerveza of La Vida Más Fina. Find the fine life. We'll see you on Thursday, Clearman's Galley, 7215 Rosemead Boulevard in San Gabriel. These guys are goading me to get drunk. Goading.
Just do it. Do it. Come on. Do it. Do
I just want to see what happens. I want to see you drunk. I really do.
I'm here for the good time. Come on.
Big time. I want to see you get hammered.
Get loaded.
Yeah.
Get loaded.
Get loose.
Yeah.
Come on. What's the sloppiest you've ever been?
Oh, my God.
Where were you? Were you in?
I was at Bowling Green State University.
You're in college.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's different.
I drank so much in college, I can't even believe it.
I'm talking adult life. Adult life where you know.
Adult life.
You know where your limits are and you passed them anyway.
It probably comes in the category of crossfading.
Okay.
Where... You get a little stoned on the gummies, then you drink a little bit, you know, so you got a little 10 milligram number with some THC, and then you get old fashioned.
Were you in the States or were you someplace else, like Amsterdam?
I'm scared of partying too much when I was overseas.
Abroad? Yeah, okay. You got to be careful.
I traveled by myself a lot.
You have to be careful.
Yeah,
you got to be smart.
You got to be careful.
Okay.
And I traveled some pretty dicey places.
Okay, well, if you want to see stuff, you got to go to dicey areas.
Like, I went to Cairo and saw the pyramids.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, it was nonstop scam.
Really?
Everybody was scamming me the entire time I was in Egypt.
I'll take you here, I'll take you there.
Correct.
Yeah.
I will take you to the middle of the pyramid, and your third eye will open, all this kind of stuff. So this summarizes my trip to Egypt. So I'm at the airport in Cairo, and I'm on the can. And I realize, there's no toilet paper. And I hear a knock on the door. My good American friend, would you like to buy some toilet paper?
Oh my God.
Like, oh my God. I've got to buy toilet paper
Wait
at the airport.
That's a pretty good idea.
Sure.
Yeah,
run
you
that
rock
scam.
That here, rock that here.
Run that scam. All right. So it's what, Bergman?
Do you want to do Wheel of Questions since we didn't do it there instead of 2 o'clock call today?
Okay, well, I thought maybe we might get a good call because of the Ipe Shohei stuff. But
let's do both.
Okay,
Greg is still mad you didn't invite him to dinner.
So, I am still mad.
Yeah, very angry.
Dinner.
It was
Morales
a very
should
small
be mad
dinner.
Too.
Yeah, you guys would have been included had it been a larger dinner.
I've worked with you for 8 years.
Yeah, had it been a larger dinner.
had if it went last year.
You know,
year
it was, before, I was talking to Singer before, about this. So really before. The first 10 years at ESPN, Singer was the producer.
Yeah.
And the next 10 years, for all intents and purposes, Bergman.
Yeah.
Singer means more to him than you do.
So I know that's what he says. I know he does.
We've had two significant producers during our run here, and I'm sorry I neglected one of them.
Only one Only gets one to go to your birthday
gets
dinner.
To go to dinner, exactly. All right, so 2 o'clock all the day. Here we go. What do you think really happened? I am of the belief that Ipe Mazahara embezzled $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani, and he was unaware of where the money was going. Maybe you disagree with that. A lot of people think I'm being naive when I suggest that I think that's the truth, but I do think it's the truth. I think that, by the way, is Occam's razor.
That actually makes more sense.
Occam's razor is guy stole the money, paid a bookmaker. Shohei didn't know until he later is pressing charges against the guy. But 877-710-ESPN. Does this put a damper on opening day? What do you think he's going to say today? And what do you think really happened with Shohei Ohtani and Ipe Mazahara and that $4.5 million? So we'll get into that coming up. 877-710-ESPN. Also, I do have a Wheel of Questions question that I will throw out there as well. Mason in Ireland. DeMarco's in for Ireland. 710-ESPN.